We hear today the preaching of St. Peter and the invitation to receive baptism. Now, the preaching of Peter on the day of Pentecost is an invitation to new life in Christ, even for those who rejected him, judged him, and called for him to be tortured and crucified. Peter invited them to life, and he invited them to life through the waters of baptism. And what is this life that we receive in the waters of baptism? What do we receive when we are claimed by water and the Spirit? Well, to understand the sacrament of baptism, we have to begin with the God in whom we believe. We believe in God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity is a relationship of perfect love, and the Holy Trinity needs nothing. Total love, total completion, total holiness, total happiness, total blessedness. The Holy Trinity needs absolutely nothing. And we exist. The Holy Trinity needs nothing. And we exist. And that means that all of creation and every person is an expression of the abundance of God's love. Now, at a particular moment in the history of the world, God the Father sent God the Son, God his Son, into our world and into our flesh. This is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God in our world, God in our flesh. And during the earthly ministry of Jesus, we have teachings and miracles and healings and ultimately suffering, death, and resurrection, which we celebrate at Easter. Now, 40 days after the resurrection of Jesus is the ascension of the Lord. When Jesus returns to the glory of the Father and the Holy Spirit in heaven and takes with him his body and his humanity. But Jesus has not abandoned us. Jesus does not abandon us with his ascension. Because with the ascension of the Lord Jesus to the right hand of the Father, the power and the presence of his earthly ministry, teachings, miracles, healings, and resurrection, passes into the sacraments of the church, so that our encounter with the Lord Jesus in the sacraments is no less real and no less powerful than those who walked with him in Jerusalem. Now, the mode of presence is different. They had a physical presence. We have a sacramental presence. But the one we encounter and the power we encounter is the same. In each of the sacraments, we have a personal encounter with the power and the ministry of the risen Lord. And the first sacrament is baptism. Now, we receive several things in the waters of baptism. First, we receive the remission of original sin. Now, original sin is not something that we did. It's a state that we are born into. It's something that Adam and Eve did in the garden. We are born into the state of original sin. That means we are born out of full communion with God. And in the waters of baptism, God himself brings us, washes us, in fact, dips us into communion with himself in the waters of baptism. We receive the remission of original sin in the waters of baptism. Second, we become members of the Holy Church through the waters of baptism. And that's not just this church or the church in North Carolina or the church in the United States or the church in Mexico or the church anywhere else. We are not members of a national church. We are part of the Catholic Church. We have been made members of the whole church throughout the whole world, throughout all of history. We become members of the same church as Mary and Joseph and Peter and Paul and Catherine and Dimphna and Juan Diego and all the saints. We are made members of the whole church throughout the whole world, throughout all of history. And that means that in the waters of baptism, we receive a home in the church. Third, in the waters of baptism, we receive a mark on our souls that can never be taken away. Our choice cannot remove it. Our sin cannot remove it. We have a seal on our souls as a child of God through the waters of baptism. And the seal on our souls gives us a place in the church's worship. And that means that the baptized baby, without words and without thoughts, is praying when they are brought to the celebration of the Eucharist. And fourth, see, they're praying. Fourth, in the waters of baptism, we receive a share in the priesthood of Christ. Jesus remains a priest forever, making intercession for us. And in the church, we have two participations in the priesthood of Christ. The first is the royal priesthood. Every baptized person is a royal priest in the royal service of Christ the King. Let me say that one more time. Every baptized person is a royal priest in the royal service of Christ the King. And what is the work of the royal priesthood? What is your work? To participate in the Mass, to receive the other sacraments, to live a life of faith, hope, and love, and prayer, and to proclaim the gospel in the midst of your vocation. The royal priesthood is the priesthood of Christ lived in the midst of the world. It permeates the world. The priesthood of Christ flows through the world. The royal priesthood is the priesthood of the laity. It is lived in the midst of the world. Now, the other participation in the priesthood of Christ is the ministerial priesthood. That's me and the bishops. And the work of the ministerial priesthood is to celebrate the Mass, to celebrate the other sacraments, to pray for the world, to guide the church, and to proclaim the gospel. The ministerial priest lives at the service of the royal priests. In other words, without you, I have no real reason to exist. But without me, you do not have access to the Passion of Christ and the sacraments. Therefore, Christ has made us dependent on each other to grow in our life in Christ. And that is the life that Peter preaches. That is the life that I preach. In the waters of baptism, Christ claims us, calls us by name, and now invites us to his table and his feast. Amen.